The Iraqi Student Project is a nationwide effort being carried out by several U.S. colleges and universities. The UW-Madison chapter of the Campus Anti-War Network, or CAN, wants to bring 2 to 5 Iraqis to campus next year. CAN member Jenny Westman says a non-binding referendum has been put on the Associated Students of Madison spring ballot. It asks voters if they'd give $1 per semester to help cover tuition and travel costs for qualified Iraqi scholars. Westman says that help Iraqis whose efforts to earn a degree were set back by the war.
They're just sitting in these refugee camps, you know. We talk about we need to stay in Iraq as a government, as our military. We have to stay in there to bring order back. But how can we expect them to bring order back if they have no educated individuals to do so?
But Sam Clegg, a columnist for the Badger Herald newspaper, says even if the referendum carries, it wouldn't represent the wishes of the entire student body. He says CAN should explore other funding sources and even consider bringing in a full-fledged Iraqi professor instead of students.
That would provide a clear educational benefit in the form of a pretty tangible representation of the Iraq crisis from somebody who's there and can teach a large introductory lecture class and change the perceptions of hundreds of people. I don't think bringing 5 Iraqi students here can necessarily have the same effect.
The ASM election will be held April 1st through the 3rd. While non-binding, CAN hopes a large show of support would make the UW Regents consider an actual tuition plan to help bring Iraqi students to Madison. Brian Bull, Wisconsin Public Radio.